Ohio voters may see not one, but two issues next year overhauling the way congressional districts are drawn. In the words of one advocate,
"And I care about slaying the gerrymander because I'm an American."
In the fourth installment of our series, Gerrymandering, Shading the Lines, State House correspondent Karen Kassler examines the growing call to limit the role of partisan politics.
On election night 2 years ago, Catherine Tercer of Common Cause Ohio couldn't have been more thrilled.
"It's like Christmas. I got the best present. And the thing that's exciting is that this is for all of us."
This was an Ohio constitutional amendment to create a 7-member bipartisan redistricting commission. Previous citizen-backed ballot issues on redistricting had been rejected by voters. But this one passed with more than 70% of the vote, likely because both Democratic and Republican lawmakers also supported it. But it applied only to state House and state Senate districts. Advocates said congressional redistricting was next because the current Ohio map has been called one of the most gerrymandered in the country. It was drawn up 6 years ago with the process and the product kept hidden in a downtown Columbus hotel room called The Bunker. State-paid Republican consultants worked under the heavy influence of U.S. House Speaker John Boehner, even though technically it's state lawmakers, not Congress, that builds Ohio's congressional map. But the overwhelmingly Republican legislature approved it over objections from Democratic lawmakers, including then-party chair Chris Redfern.
"The speaker and the speaker staff are far more interested in politics than they are in drafting a bill that can get wide bipartisan support."
Democrats tried to take the map to the ballot, which would have meant two different primaries in 2012 for all of Ohio's 16 congressional districts. Republicans tweaked the map slightly and Democrats signed off. But frustrated citizen activists, led by the League of Women Voters, started working on their redistricting plan, which would take the congressional map drawing power away from state lawmakers and put it with the bipartisan commission set up to create state house districts. They got a sudden and surprising boost in late 2015 from the man who signed the law that created the current congressional map, Governor John Kasich.
"I think we need to eliminate gerrymandering, and we got to figure out a way to do it. We got to be aggressive on it, and we got to have more competitive district. That's, to me, is what's good for the state of Ohio and what's good for the country."
This past April, activists began collecting signatures to put their Fair Congressional Districts for Ohio amendment before voters next fall. But a few months ago, four state lawmakers were appointed to craft a plan to beat the clock and go to the voters this coming May.
"We must have a transparent, bipartisan approach to redistricting. The General Assembly has the opportunity to restore fairness.
Gerrymandering is really bullying."
Carol Lunny, Camille Wimbish, and Kathy Deich are three of the dozens of people who testified at two hearings this fall held at the State House by the working group. No one defended the current congressional map drawing process. But one member of the group, Republican Senator Matt Huffman of Lima, who jointly sponsored the State House redistricting reform plan, countered the claim that map making increasingly dictates election results.
"The current system that we have, as imperfect as it is, allows the appropriate candidates, appropriately funded, with party support, and if the issues are the way they are, and folks can win."
But Democratic panel member Senator Vernon Sykes of Akron, who was also a sponsor of the State House redistricting reform, shot back.
"As a political science professor, I would state that it is found that the most significant variable is who draws the lines."
Since those hearings, lawmakers have been in private talks. If they want to get their version on the May primary ballot, they have to have it ready by February 7th. In contrast, because it's a citizens' effort, the Fair Congressional Districts Plan can only go on the fall ballot. But activists aren't deterred. They're halfway to the more than 300,000 signatures they need. And those working on the issue say things are different than they were even 2 years ago. Marianne Barnes chairs the Cleveland Heights, University Heights chapter of the League of Women Voters. She recently circulated petitions at a Cleveland Heights bar.
"Now, you know, we have our little sign that says, please stop gerrymandering, and people come to us to sign the petition. They do know now what gerrymandering is, and a lot of people are very angry about it."
There's also a third plan in the legislature. It says if lawmakers can't agree to a congressional map, the bipartisan State House District Map Drawing Commission takes over. But that bill has yet to have a hearing. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.